This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffens. Every week at this time to go through the food news, the farm news, the family connections, to bring you a discussion after we go through the news with someone who's prominent in the small farm world, bringing you information that perhaps can inspire you to do some things on your farm that'll make it more successful. Also today, we celebrate World Milk Day. It's June now, and it's Dairy Month. A lot of other things are a focus. June is, what, Marriage Month, all kinds of things. But for me, the most important thing is the focus on the milk and the cows. And so the question comes up, who was the first person to milk a cow and to drink milk? What was that person thinking? Well, apparently it goes back about 9,000 years. Lactose tolerance was one of the things that wasn't on people's minds. They were drinking milk that came, fermented because they didn't have any way of keeping it cool. They didn't even know what the basis was for the milk. The ancient Egyptians, the Greeks, the Sumerians, it was a part of what they learned, the nourishment that came from milk. They could see how it helped people who were sick, that sort of thing. Cows were worshipped then, and as you know, they're worshipped now in India. But milk, so important, real milk. Our country has adopted a culture that seems to wrap itself around things that aren't milk, like what comes out of an almond or a coconut or soy or something like that. But if it doesn't come out of a mammary gland, it's not milk. So think about that as you celebrate this fabulous brew that has been. We have people around us now who are making not only chocolate milk, but banana milk and strawberry milk. And there are all kinds of different, we talk a lot about raw milk versus pasteurized milk, that sort of thing. But it is now one of the things that's a problem is we have a gluttony of milk in various parts of the world, as some people have become better at producing milk. So that affects our dairy farmers, certainly here. The price last year was good for dairying at the behest of the U.S. government and controls on what it costs market milk, if you will, was in a good place. Well, this year is back down to where it was 3 or 4 years ago, and not helpful and not a good way to keep our dairy farms going. So we really have to do something. Perhaps part of the activism that's focused on what Congress is doing in that massive new farm bill, it'll affect a lot of different things. It needs to affect. It usually does not respect dairy well at all, thus the plight of the American family farmer who is milking 130 or 140 cows instead of 10 times that many. But let's do a great job of marketing our products. I sell a lot of ice cream and dairy products on my farm, and I think that it's fun to see people's reaction. Can you get that here on your farm? What do you have? That sort of thing. So something to think about for sure as we enter into this month of June, Dairy Month. Here's the news that is in my website, foodfarmfamily.com. There are two websites that are associated with this program. One of them is the American Family Farmer Show.com, where you can hear podcasts of the essence of these programs. Also hear the full programs, and the programs are aired every weekend on stations all around the country. We also have a website that's aimed at some of the daily information, the daily news that I pass along to listeners of the Good Day program, and you can catch up on that, because it affects a lot of people who are obviously, we're all interested in food for sure, but the connection between farm and family is strong, and we make that too at both the daily input on Food, Farm, and Family and also the website foodfarmfamily.com. There's a focus on filthy food. How do you like that for an alliteration? There are some really gross things that are legally allowed in food items. Now, this is very surprising to the average person when they hear about the filth that's legally allowed in your food. I'm betting that you don't have this on your farm, but I'm also betting that people will hear this and wonder, well, what do you have on your farm? How do you keep things clean? For example, the coffee beans that you grind have an average of 10 milligrams of animal waste per pound. On top of that, as much as 4% of coffee beans are allowed to be insect-infested or moldy. Your orange juice can contain 10% mold and one or more maggots per glass. This is legitimate. Check it out at foodfarmfamily.com. Peanut butter, one of the most controlled foods, even with that, an average of one or more rodent hairs. 36 insect fragments are allowed for every 100 grams, which is about 3.5 ounces. So 2 tablespoons of peanut butter in a sandwich might have 8 insect fragments in it. Ah, yum, right? Okay, let's check out strawberries. Check out your strawberries. This strawberry season, a lot of us here in this neck of the woods in the Northeast lost our strawberry crops because of the late frost in May. It's also affected peaches and some other notable fruits. But if you look at the strawberries that you have, if you're still growing them, anybody who's had a moldy batch knows, and I see them in Driscoll's all the time, berries can have an average mold count of 45% or more when they're sold in the store. That's why when you bring them back to the store to get your money back, some people argue with you because they say, well, the government says we can have 45% of the strawberries moldy. Wow. All right, let's see what else on this list. Every 16-ounce box of spaghetti can have 450 insect parts and 9 rodent hairs. 16-ounce jar of tomato sauce can have 2 whole maggots in it. Good Lord. Let's see here. What goes into a grinder? Crushed oregano can contain 300 or more insect bits. That means for an average family-sized bottle of oregano, there are 15,000 bug bits. Good God. All right. Let's see. There are a lot of people who won't want to go out to eat. Let's stay home. That's pretty understandable. The government wants you to know that it's not all that bad. And it probably isn't. It just sounds bad the way that I'm presenting it. But I know that people will come because they see the farm. And you know, on the farm, there are lots of bugs and things because that's what happens on the farm. But that doesn't mean you have to grind it up and put it in your food, and that's acceptable. That's why you go to your local family farmer. That's why you get local produce. And I'm not saying that you can't have this experience, you know, with some of the local farms. But I think that you're going to have a much better chance. Matter of fact, I know you're going to have a much better chance of getting top quality things when you get down to the bottom line. This time of year, there's a lot of kale around, broccoli. There are early spinach plants. There are people with, you know, there are hot peppers. One of the things, no matter what it is that you will run across, blueberries and green beans and, I mean, you name it, they all have these pesticides. They're detected at any time on any crop. So whether you're growing avocados or sweet corn or pineapple or onions, whatever it is, the list of fruits and vegetables will have pesticide residue. hard to get it off. So maybe it's a thing, one of the things people appreciate, whether they really understand organic or not, they appreciate the fact that organic food may, and I underscore may, be healthier than regular food in many regards, with regard especially the pesticides. I think that's true. All right, so that's that story. Let's talk about Father's Day, which is coming up very soon. If your dad loves steak, if your dad loves chicken, he loves burgers and Franks, then you need to go to omahasteaks.com and get all of your dad's favorites. You'll get hungry just reading through what you can see listed there, the various packages at omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, 30DOUG, when you place your order and get $30 off that qualifying order. The minimum order is required. You got to check out the website for details. The dad that you love, the dad that you know, and there are stepfathers, that fathers-in-law, all the people that are father figures. Step up to the plate for them for Father's Day. Order today. Get $30 off with promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG, D-O-U-G. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Back on the American Family Farmer. This week, Wall Street was very public about trading companies that are connected to agriculture and to farms. So a couple of the farm associations, actually the Farm Bureau and six other groups, sent a note to the Securities and Exchange Commission because the SEC had proposed a rule to require public companies to report on emissions. This is the result of activities. If you are involved in anything, you're producing any goods from agricultural products, they want to know what the emissions connection is to agricultural operations. And the whole business of the Securities and Exchange Commission getting into the shorts of big ag, that's fine, but it should not extend to family farms under any circumstances. So the farm organization sent this letter to the SEC to suggest that it would be inappropriate to subject farmers to reporting requirements that are a part of what's necessary for big business, for big industry in America. And I'm all for that. National Corn Growers Association, Pork Producers Producers, Ag Retailers Association, all in on this. And you should be, too. Coming up, we'll be talking to Jeff Farley from Majestic Meadows.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If there's something I want, I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to play out the scene.
23 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Jeff Farley, who is the owner of Majestic Meadows Alpacas and Boutique. This is something that we have not talked about here at all on this program. It is something that a lot of people have interest in because of the benefits of alpacas in many different ways. So those of you who are listening up who tune into this program because you want different ideas for your farm, this may be just what the doctor ordered. So Jeff Farley, introduce me to you and your family, first of all.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Farley. My wife is Faye, and then we have two children, Kurt and Brittany, and we've been running this farm for almost 30 years now.
30 years. How did you get started? What prompted you to go into the alpaca business?
Believe it or not, I heard it off of a radio show, the concept of alpacas, and I researched it, and almost 30 years ago, we purchased our first alpacas, and it kind of grew from alpacas to many other animals we actually have on our farm now.
So, and we talk about other animals. What other animals are compatible with alpaca?
Well, so with alpacas, you want to kind of keep with the same camel. So, for example, we do have some camels, well, a couple camels, but we have a couple of llamas, and then the alpacas are by themselves. You want to make sure that they can, for the health standpoint, you want to be careful what animals you introduce with them.
Why is that? I've heard that alpacas protect other animals from predators. Is that true across the board?
No, that really isn't true. The alpacas themselves really don't have a real high defense mechanism. So for the llamas, people do use llamas as guard dogs for either alpacas or for other livestock. You can also put donkeys in with alpacas. I personally don't do that, but you can do that. The alpacas themselves aren't guard dogs.
Want to explain the difference for the unwashed as to an alpaca versus a llama?
So alpacas are fleece-bearing animals. Llamas can be what's basically called a beast of burden. So they are, they can be twice as big, so they can weigh up to 350 pounds or more. So they can use them as guard dogs. You can use them as, if you go on a hiking trip, they can actually carry some of your gear because they're so strong and sturdy. So they're totally, alpacas more fleece-bearing. Llamas are more of a beast of burden.
So where is this farm? I didn't get that clearly by looking at any of the information that's here. Where in the world are you?
We are in Ohio, Medina, Ohio, to be specifically, off the square. So we're close to Cleveland.
I went to school at Heidelberg, which is up in Tiffin. I was in Medina plenty of times, going back and forth. You get lost on the way to the airport, you can end up in Medina pretty easily. Matter of fact, I'm going to be there this weekend for an event. And it is an area where it is a variety of different agricultural things going on in Northeast Ohio. I'm not sure what the attraction is, but it's an agricultural area for sure. But who would have thought that this would be a great place for alpacas? Where do you get them? Where did the first ones come from?
Well, they come from South America originally, Peru, Bolivia, Chile. And we got ours from an importer directly, and then we just kind of bought and from auctions from other breeders for over the years, and then we kind of grew to where we have a pretty decent herd now. We show all over the country, and so we're very competitive.
Jeff Farley is here from Majestic Meadows Alpacas. We're talking about alpacas, among other things, here this week on the American Family Farmer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are not moving forward with contempt charges against the head of the FBI over documents that allege bribery involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky introduced the resolution to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over the documents a whistleblower says shows evidence of Biden taking $5 million for a policy decision. But yesterday, Comer said he's reached an agreement with Wray and how all members of the committee will be able to see the documents. The White House says the allegations involving Biden are a part of his smear campaign. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a product of wildfires burning across Canada, and it's a concern for those with respiratory health conditions. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now, the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. We're going to spend some more time with Jeff Farley, who comes to us from Majestic Meadows Alpaca and Boutique in Medina, Ohio. Boutique refers to what? What are you selling in the boutique?
So we have a lot of our items produced actually from our own alpacas, the smaller stuff, the gloves, the mittens, the hats, the scarves. So when we have our animals shorn, we send it away to be processed, and that comes back as yarn, dyed into different colors. And then from that yarn, we actually have somebody make our smaller products made out of our own alpaca wool that we sell in the boutique, along with other gift items.
So the boutique are the things in the boutique are the things that you get from the alpacas. So that's the profit center. That's how you make your money. Or are there other ways that people who have alpaca can make money?
Well, you sell it from the fleece. You also sell it from the animal itself as far as the breeding goes. And then you there's many different ways. It's a big tax write-off if you do it correctly. The animal itself is a tax write-off and pretty much anything associated with it. You just have to start off right and be diligent. And it is a business. You have to treat it like a business as far as showing goes. So you need to work it. You just can't buy alpacas and expect it to be the golden egg.
I'm thinking about this as a farm. And farms, I think, all right, how much land does it take for each animal? Like a cow needs an acre of land to survive. That's how you normally figure it out. So how large is this farm in Medina, and how many animals do you have on it?
It's around 22 acres. We have close to 7,500 alpacas, plus we have kangaroos, capybaras, camels, goat, sheep. We have miniature Highland cows. We have a wide variety of animals that people can come to our farm and visit and hand feed certain animals. So we have a wide variety of animals to view that people normally can't be hands-on touch.
Well, you say normally because they need supervision, or they aren't around anywhere for people to experience the connection?
It's actually both. For example, the kangaroos, you can actually go in and pet the kangaroos. You don't feed them because they're in a special diet, but you can pet them. The capybaras, which we just recently got, you can actually go in with them if they're not swimming and pet them. It's the same with the donkeys and the goats. We have a lot of babies here between the baby goats, many, many alpaca babies that people can actually come here and actually see, actually be born right in front of their eyes.
I guess some of this is foreign to me and some of it isn't. Would you consider yourself to be a petting zoo? Some people, when there are animals around like this, like in my farm, I don't have a petting zoo, but some people say, well, you get all these goats and you have the smaller calves and things, because I basically am a dairy guy raising jerseys, but I suppose if you want to call it a petting, I don't like the term zoo when it applies to my farm.
It doesn't bother me. So we're an alpaca farm. And we also added on to that to grow. We are a petting farm, a petting zoo. That really doesn't bother me. People can come here and actually feed the alpacas. They could feed the goats, the sheep, the llamas, the camels, the miniature Highland cows. Like if you go to a normal zoo, you really don't go into the kangaroos, for example. But you can go right in with our kangaroos and pet them and be firsthand and learn from the knowledge of the animal itself.
So under the circumstances, I'm looking at some of the things that are going on the farm. You said it was a tax write-off. How is that, if it makes money, unless you're a 501c3, I'm trying to help people who are listening try to figure out how raising these animals would be a tax, it would be an incentive, if you will, in the tax department.
Well, the alpacas are considered a livestock investment from the government. So to make it simple, if you bought a $10,000 alpaca, it's a $10,000 write-off. Basically, if you want to write it off at one time or if you want to do it over a period of time, and anything associated with that animal, whether it be feed, fencing, barn, truck, tractor, that's also considered a tax write-off. It's actually considered a business.
Yeah, I mean, it's not any different than any other farm. The cow expense, tractor expense, feed expense, all that stuff would be the same. So that's okay. I get it. Now, I wanted to clarify that from your point of view. So now, understanding how they get along with people, how much liability, again, I'm talking with sort of angle that people who are listening might, well, maybe I should try this on my farm. So what's involved in it besides just raising the animals and having folks around to enjoy them?
It's a lot of care. So no matter what animal you purchase, you really got to have the initial concept that you have to be able to take care of it and make sure the animal itself, whether it be a camel or an alpaca, you got to be able to provide for it. And it's got to have the right pasture, the right grass, hay, the veterinarian care. So it's not as easy as it sounds, to do what I'm doing, because there's so many different animals. I have a USDA license, so I can purchase different variety of animals, but I also have to be able to enrich their lives. You hear that a lot of that talk in zoos. And so I have to be able to provide, for example, the capybaras They need a pond, and it needs to be a certain depth. And I have two of them, and so because they're considered basically a herding or a budding type animal, so you have to be able to provide for the animal. It can be done, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time.
How much government oversight do you have in Ohio? I think there's a right to farm bylaw, which probably has been adapted because it's a big ag state by most communities, which is aimed at keeping government out of things they don't know anything about. More than anything else, like nuisance laws and noise laws and smell and, you know, things that come from having a farm. Do you run into any of that? Do you have good cooperation and help from the locals, or do they even know what you're doing?
No, they know what I'm doing because behind me is a development, a new development that's been there for a couple of years. I try to be very proactive. My farm is impeccably clean, and everyone yeah. says that that comes here. I take my manure to a different spot. So I don't leave it on site. As far as the government goes, I have not been bothered by any type of government activity whatsoever. I do have a CUV where I pay lower property tax, so that's another advantage. And they come out every once in a while and make sure that I'm still doing what I'm doing. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious because I have over probably 150 animals here. So I don't have any issues with any type of government at all.
Do you raise your own feed? I heard you talk about hay and stuff, which seems to be natural and normal for most of these animals. Do you are you able to provide for yourself, or do you have to buy it, bring feed in?
I buy it from a local farmer. The hay, I buy from a local farmer. Most of the other stuff I buy in bulk. You wouldn't believe this, but I buy a couple things from Chewy.com. So you just have to know what is best for the animal and get the correct food for the animal. That's where you have to be real critical.
I want to talk about some of the awards that you have won doing this. By the way, are you a farm kid? Did you and your wife did you grow up on a farm?
Absolutely not. My wife did, but I grew up in a city, and I always liked the animals, and I just decided to jump into it one day and been doing it. I worked for a company for 30-some years, but then I've been doing this for the last several.
I know. It's a whole different way of life to have to work for somebody than work for yourself, especially on a farm. Jeff Farley, opening up our minds to the ideas of growing things that are different and having those on your farm, what it takes, as we explain away what's going on at Majestic Meadows Alpaca and Boutique Farm in Medina, Ohio. More from Mr. Farley in a matter of moments. First, a consideration for you to have healthy weight loss, how important that is, and how easy it is to achieve if you put all the components together, all the pieces together, and Calitrin is where you start. And right now, they have all sorts of things on the website. Go to toploss.com, see what they have available for you in terms of advice. They've got counselors, they'll spend all kinds of time with you. And then when you're ready to buy, after they've explained, this is a product that is completely safe, that has no drugs, no stimulants. There are no recurring purchases that are required like you get with so many of these other people. You get a credit card and you'll never see the end of the product, whether you like it or not. This is a one-time retail purchase. Doug Steffen recommending strongly using Calitrin for safe weight loss and keeping it off. You go to toploss.com and apply the discount code Doug for free shipping, among other special deals. That's Calitrin. The special thing about it is it works. Go to toploss.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, To save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
All right, back a few more minutes here with Jeff Farley, who is the owner with his wife of Majestic Meadows Alpacas and Boutique. I see that you offer yoga, and this would seem to fit in with what you're doing because it would. I don't think you said it directly, but you have sort of therapy animals there. Isn't it therapeutic to spend time with some of these, if not most of these animals, Jeff?
Yes, we have goat yoga where they do their goats or they do their yoga exercises. And then we have goats come out, and they either jump on their backs, and we have babies. Matter of fact, the camels actually come right up to the goat yoga, too, but they're obviously not in the same pen. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people come here with the baby donkeys, a lot of nurses, and they can hold a baby donkey, actually sit in a chair, and it actually is very therapeutic. They'll sit hold a baby donkey for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, and the baby alpacas when they're born, a lot of people are fascinated and they can actually hold a baby that's a day old. Now obviously we do it, carefully because you got to consider the animal as well.
Yeah,
but a lot of people come here to de-stress.
That's what farm life is all about, I think, frankly. I find it very therapeutic. Okay, so you on Majestic Meadows Alpaca and Boutique Farm have been awarded a number of things. This must take a lot of work. How you've done a number of things over the last dozen years or so that bring attention to your farm for your breeding, for the way you care for the animals. Is this something that I've never heard of these before, a lot of competition in this area?
It's a lot of competition actually in Ohio and actually all over the country as far as alpacas are concerned. So you got to have the right breeding program, and it takes a lot of effort and patience to get to that point. So we actually, we go to a few shows in Ohio, but we actually travel all over the country.
So you go to, like, the Eastern States Fair, you go to the farm fairs, the agricultural things, or do you get invited to go to any number of places for any number of reasons?
Well, we take our alpacas to alpaca shows, and then we also take some of our other animals to nursing homes, preschools. Hmm. So we take some of our animals, not a lot, but we go to certain locations to make sure people can see animals if they can't come to the farm.
Yeah, exactly. All right, for those who want more information about Jeff and Faye's Majestic Meadow Alpaca and Boutique, go to Majestic Meadows Alpacas, all one word, .com. Majestic Meadows Alpacas .com. What an interesting conversation, interesting concept. Jeff, I wish you a lot of success, and maybe a lot of people listening to this program will pursue, maybe reach out to you, see how they can do it on their farm.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Majestic Meadows Alpacas .com. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. My focus on my opinion segment this week is directed toward the ag bill, this massive farm bill that is going to affect every bit of our lives, perhaps not as much as it ought to. They're having hearings all the time to go through some of the arcane, some of the complex policies, crop insurance, rural development. But no matter what, there is huge commitment on the part of those who are in agriculture. And I think there ought to be part of the commitment to doing a good job ought to include being heard in Washington. Somehow, if you can get to testify or you can get notes and messages to your congressmen and to your senators about the bill, but especially if one of them is on the Ag Committee. Food assistance programs funded by the bill. There are so many different things that have nothing to do with a farm, which is kind of what annoys me. Every program in the farm bill becomes part of the law's baseline. The bill has to be overseen by several different agencies, and I think that's problematic. There are too many cooks, frankly. Debbie Stabenow, the senator from Michigan, chairs the committee that is in charge of the bill, she said publicly in the last week or two that she objects to moving the conservation programs to the farm bill. The Democrats want to put everything is about climate change, everything is about the environment, and farmers do have to be aware of the environment, no question about it, because we make nothing if we don't have a clean environment. But there are a lot of Republicans who want more of a permanent funding mechanism and a different way, and I think I'm with them. So it'll be interesting to see where this part of the farm bill goes. But no matter what, if you're raising fruit, vegetables, dairy, whatever it is across the country, it is something that you should know about, because there are a lot of things in there that can help you and a lot of things in there that can hurt you. Frankly, it is a boondoggle. And as usual, the billions and billions of dollars in the farm bill flow to people who don't deserve it. For example, at least one of the farmers in Congress says he has tried to avoid taking subsidies because there is a conflict. A lot of lawmakers who are writing this bill get a lot of money. A lot of lawmakers are tied to agriculture in one way or another. Family members have trusts that own farmland, and they benefit from some of these things. There was testimony before the House Agricultural Committee talking about farm subsidies, who gets them, who doesn't. One of the great grievances that I have here is that the Trump administration had tons of conflict of interest. They screwed over farmers big time. Sonny Perdue was a disaster. He was worse there. The last couple of administrations, I don't think the guy that was in there with Obama and now is with Biden is any great shakes. Former governor of Iowa, Mr. Vilsack, he's okay, but he's not a bright light. Sonny Perdue was just bad. He was a bad guy, and he did a lot of bad stuff that hurt small farmers, including directly telling them, if you're not big, he used to say when he'd visit some farms, go big or go home, which is exactly the wrong message to send to farmers. There are a lot of news organizations that are trying to check the impact for farmers with these subsidies, and I think that's a good thing. The more light we can shine on this thing, the better it is. Members of Congress have been so conflicted, the system is messed up. So many subsidies going to human beings that have no connection to agriculture whatsoever. And at the end of the day, it's pretty clear to me that the corruption continues. And if you're a family farmer and you need this help, all the money should be going to you. None of it should be going to big ag. The bill matters. And especially if you're still farming, I was thinking about the Farm Bureau has a still farming campaign, which I think is pretty interesting, a goal to reassure Americans that farmers and ranchers are committed to maintaining the food supply. That certainly came about. We witnessed a lot of that when the grocery store shelves were empty. So now you go back to your farm, and in order to survive, we have to get the government off of our back. And if they're going to spend money, it ought to be to help the family farmers. That's my read on that circumstance. Let's see how it shakes out. Doug Steffen here. Another week of information and help. Don't forget to check out our website, AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, and Farm Food and Family, FarmFoodFamily.com. 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.